Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We want to get to it here. We have a special guest on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He is Tim O'Neill, Pennsylvania State, representing the 48th Legislative District in the Washington County area. And we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
We want to start because your name was in the news.
Yeah, you broke the news. When this discussion about whether teachers should get vaccinated or not, you were really ahead of the story. You broke the news.
Yes, unintentionally. I did write an email to my colleagues informing them of the decision to come. And unfortunately, that email got out.
So
unintentionally, yeah.
Well, in the end, you know, at the end of the day, it's not like it's a really negative thing. It's actually for the teachers and everybody that wants all of their kids back to school. It's really a huge story, regardless of how people feel, whether they're thinking that the teachers are jumping the line. The bottom line is it's going to get done here in the next few weeks. So what is the game plan?
Well, you're absolutely right, and we have this wonderful opportunity right now with this Johnson & Johnson vaccine coming online to really, you know, we're looking at it as a almost a special initiative to get teachers, and more importantly, the goal is really exactly what you just said, to get students back in-person classroom instruction by vaccinating the teachers using that J&J vaccine. And we're able to do that because of this new vaccine coming online without jeopardizing any of the things we've done in the past specifically for those seniors already in the 1A category. So it's really a great opportunity right now to do two things at once.
Yeah, and speaking of the seniors in the 1A category, you represent, you're a state rep from Washington County. The teachers now are in line or in that moved up to the 1A group. What was the reaction like to your office? Did you get a lot of calls, either supporting or upset that they can't get the vaccine yet the teachers will?
Well, yeah, we're getting calls, really both in support and against the idea. I think most of the calls we get understand that getting students back in the classroom across the Commonwealth is important. They're just frustrated by the process they've gone through to get the appointments to get the vaccine, and that's completely normal. We've taken the effort to reassure people that getting teachers vaccinating and using the J&J shot is not taking vaccine away from the seniors. That's the Pfizer and Moderna shots. That supply continues to ramp up. It's not going as fast as we would like, but it does continue to increase. Those shots will be continued to be available to the seniors, just like they have been to those 1A people that were traditionally in the 1A, and then that J&J shot's just going to be used for the teachers.
We're with Tim O'Neill, Pennsylvania House of Representatives, 48th District. So I'm thinking that a lot of people are probably confused at this point, and you bring out a great point that Pfizer, the Moderna stream is going to continue as it was for everybody else in the state. They are carving out the J&J one-shot injection for this group specifically and actually calling on the National Guard to help. How did that happen?
Well, you know, so I actually authored House Bill 326, which would have required or does require the National Guard to develop plans on how to start deploying in effort to help the vaccine distribution. I'm happy to say the governor actually signed that into law yesterday. And we're immediately hitting the ground running with the National Guard getting involved through this effort. So special clinics will be established for the teachers to get the J&J vaccine through utilizing the intermediate units across the state. So the intermediate units have a relationship with all of the school district in their region. The National Guard will actually run the clinic in coordination with the IU so that we can coordinate with all of the schools across the state. So this is for both public and private educators.
Well, you're really playing a key role in getting the teachers' situation at the forefront and also using the National Guard. So both issues, you're at the forefront of it. Is the plan that is being used for teachers going to be copied for seniors and others in that Group 1A?
Well, certainly the National Guard being involved is definitely something that the planning for is definitely happening. I personally, in the original impetus behind the bill, was really geared towards mass vaccination when the supply is much more abundant. I'm a former member of the Pennsylvania National Guard myself, so I understand that the expertise of the logistical expertise that the National Guard brings to the game. And to me, that's really what it's about. So wherever we can insert them to help the process, I personally think the better. So we will absolutely continue to evaluate the J&J shots as we get through the teacher population on where that best suited to address populations in the Commonwealth. It's... For me personally, the priority remains really, there's two priorities right now. It's getting students back in the classroom by vaccinating teachers. And then the second thing is ensuring that we could get through that vulnerable population of our seniors and our compromised people.
And we should point out that includes school bus drivers and other staffers, so that there'll be a wholesale and hopefully a comfort level for everybody in terms of getting those kids back in the class full time across the state. That said, I'm thinking if this does go well, as Kevin pointed out, maybe we do continue to use the National Guard to beyond the teachers' process. What's the timeline to get this phase one done with vaccination of teachers?
Specifically with the teachers, it's a little hard to predict. We're really going off of estimates based on the number of teachers as well as those that have already gotten vaccinated. We're projecting somewhere around 200,000 teachers. Now, of course, not all of those are going to want to get the shot. And let me make it clear, there is no mandate that anybody gets the shot. The first round this week, we're getting 94,600 J&J shots delivered and an additional 30,000 that are going to come directly from the federal government to pharmacies, to large pharmacies. 124,000, just under 125,000 of the 200 can get vaccinated within the next week, week and a half. Within a few weeks, by the end of the month, we should have this population completely vaccinated.
Well, congratulations, and appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Timothy O'Neill, Republican Representative, 48th District, Pennsylvania's House of Representatives in Washington County, nearby here, the city of Pittsburgh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! parts.